As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy. The sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Wednesday, March the 31st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Squeaky voice this morning. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Hard facts and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, E-X-E-T-E-R, Missouri, the Big Mo, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Our listener call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Those contacted data and so much more, including our archives page, can be found on the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Do log on and bookmark that site today. An up day in the markets, that's for sure. Gains made across the board on falling U.S. dollar. We'll talk about that briefly. The history of law, political party corporations, county committees, natural law, bylaws. We'll talk about all of that today. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for Wednesday, March the 31st, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But 1 hour ago, we find gold trading up $10.50 an ounce at $1,113.80. Silver moves up 20 cents, trades at $17.48 an ounce. Platinum moves up 26 bucks, trading at $1,643 for a troy ounce of pure platinum. Well, very close to pure. Palladium likewise moves up strongly $8. And trades at $477 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,104.90 for a low, $1,115.40 for a high, about $11 spread in there. But at $1,113.80, your gold is up year to year, $197.90 an ounce for a 21.68% return on your investment in Aurum, that's noble precious metal. London Gold Fix this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, the boys in London set the price at $1,109.50. And, of course, you can see we're above that now. The SPDR gold shares, pretty interesting news. We'll come back to this in a moment. But the SPDR gold shares now running at 1,129.82 tons in their holdings. Ostensibly valued at $40,196,000,000. That's a couple of shekels. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up yesterday at 10,907. Where's that 6,500 Dow people have been talking about? Well, we'll pick it all up right there and continue on the other side of this first break and today's 2 hour broadcast.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again. Let's go through the rest of that market report for Wednesday, March the 31st, 2010. Again, we find gold trading up $10.50 an ounce at $1,113.90. Silver up 20 cents at $17.48. Platinum up 26 bucks at $1,643 an ounce. And palladium up $8 at $477 an ounce. You know, we talk about the SPDR gold shares all the time. For those of you that have been following the broadcast for any length of time, you'll realize that this is a very important issue, I think. At least I think so. And maybe you wouldn't think so. But anybody that's holding almost $2 billion worth of gold, ostensibly, really, or otherwise, we ought to pay attention to it. But rather interesting accumulation. You know, George Soros talked about a bubble in the gold market. Well, maybe there's a bubble forming after all. On March the 1st of 2010, according to my records, and I keep them every single day at precisely 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, on March the 1st of 2010, the SPDR gold shares, GLD on the stock ticker there, was holding 1,106.94 tons, which it held until March the 3rd. And it bumped up about 5 tons, and it had was holding 1,111.56 tons. On the 4th, it jumped up again, 4 tons, and it was holding 1,115.51 tons of gold in its treasure chest, which it held all the way up to the 22nd. Of March, and on the 24th of March, we woke up and found that the SPDR gold shares had added another 5 tons These are tons, folks. We're not talking about 50 ounces here. 5 tons of gold to their treasure chest on March 24th, worth 1,120.08 tons. On March the 26th, they added virtually 5 more, moving up to 1,124.65 tons of gold. On March the 30th, yesterday, they bumped up and went to 1,129.82 tons of gold. So in the month, we've moved up about 23 tons of gold. And if you recall all the flatter and flutter about the Chinese buying gold, I think it was like 350 tons of gold. Well, this PDR has moved up that, well, moved up 25 in the course of a month. 1 month. Is there a bubble forming in the gold markets? Keep your eyes on 11-11 of 011, just as a number to keep in mind. But anyway, back to the market report. That's our SPDR review for the month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up yesterday at 10,907. Everyone was talking about a 6,500 Dow. Will it go back down to that level? Good question. Certainly going the other direction now, 10,907, heading for that 11,000 Dow. Will it make it there today? Maybe. The NASDAQ moves up 6, closed up 6 yesterday at 2411. The standard no-so-very-poor 500 index was flat yesterday, closing at 1,173. Crude oil this morning, no help here, moves up 79 cents a barrel. For those 42 gallon barrels of light sweet crude, trading now at $83.16. You do the math, just divide it by 42, and you'll see what they're paying for crude oil before it ever reaches your pump. The U.S. dollar index this morning, the only one of our indicators down at all, and it moves down 44 basis points, getting close to that 81 mark again, but it's trading on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website at 81.05. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange. We should see a bump up in the Forex market, the foreign exchange rates. The Canadian loonie moves up 41 basis points and trades at 98 cents U.S. The Mexican peso, still on the bright side of 8 cents, moves up 7 basis points, trading at 8 cents U.S. if you round it down. The euro moves up 76 basis points, trades at $1.35, and the British pound up 67 basis points, or 0.67%, less than 1%. It's trading at $1.52 U.S. And the Swiss franc, a very strong move up this morning, up 82 basis points, trades at 95 cents U.S. In the bond market, the 2-year bond is yielding 1.02%, the 10-year at 3.83, and the 30-year yield is at 4.73. In the mortgage market, the 15-year mortgage this morning moves down from 4.46% a month ago to 4.37%, and go figure, the 30-year moves up from 5.08% to 5.12%. So that's our market report and basically the end of the news for today. I do have some news, however. Today, I'd just like to let the listeners know that today is the, actually, today, I guess, is the first day of my campaign to be elected as the county committee man for the Republican Party for the county, I guess, in the county of Barrie for the Exeter precinct. Now, yesterday was the closing of your window for your opportunity to declare your candidacy to run and win at the local precinct level, and I certainly hope that not only across Missouri, but wherever you might be, you've taken the time necessary to find out how to declare your candidacy for these offices, and that if you have declared them, thank you for that. And if you haven't, then I would just have to ask you, why not? If we are going to be the replacement set, and that's what we've been talking about here for the last 18-plus months, if we're going to be the replacement set, we're going to have to be in position to be that replacement set. And I can assure you that there are going to be far easier committee man and committee woman races all across America than perhaps the one that I'm faced with. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. actually, we can just go ahead and talk a little bit more about that right now, and then we'll go over to other stuff. But I received an email yesterday from Deb Wells. She's up in the Kansas City area, and she is forwarding something from a gentleman named William. I have still not contacted him. But he says, forward immediately to your list. The causes we fight for, this author writes, the causes we fight for did not begin in 2008. And they did not end this then. Excuse me. And they did not end then. He's talking about the Ron Paul campaign. This Tuesday, this is yesterday, is our, or I should say was our, last chance to elect our people all over the state. Mostly without a fight, we can win bloodless victories just by signing our names. Now, let me give you a little bit of an idea of what it takes to declare your candidacy for county committee man or county committee woman. There is a simple 8.5 by 11 form here. It says candidate declaration for election of the committee man, committee woman. Now, this again is a position that few people even know exists unless you've listened to Become Vocal Local on a regular basis, or whether you have been involved with Campaign for Liberty and things like that. But this is a declaration for election to the office of committee man or committee woman. I announce myself a candidate for the office of committee person of the Republican Party of the Exeter Township Ward or Precinct of Berry County. And we'll pick it up right there on the other side. So simple, so easy to do.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so once again, we're looking at this candidate declaration for the election of a committee man or a committee woman, and you would very likely have a similar form where you are. Certainly, if you're listening in Missouri today, this would be the form that you would have filled out yesterday. I hope you did in the closing minutes of the window of opportunity, as we have been suggesting that you do. Anyway, it reads this way: I, and then you state your name, do announce myself a candidate for the office of committee person of the Republican Party of the blank, and in this case, Exeter Township Ward Precinct of Berry County, Missouri, for a 2-year term to be voted on, to be voted at the primary election to be held August the 3rd of, and they make a typo here and say 10-10. I certainly don't think the election will be have held in the past. But nevertheless, these are just more of the glitches and the glamour of politics. Held August the 3rd, and it should have said 2010. So we've gotten between March the 31st today and August the 3rd, 2010, to put together and run and win myself as a candidate, and it will not be easy. I further declare that I have complied with all the rules, the regulations, requirements, and qualifications necessary for this position. Of course, on this document, it doesn't tell you what all of the rules, the regulations, requirements, and qualifications necessary are. And so I'm going to have to go back for myself and review all of that to make sure that I do comply with all those rules, regulations, requirements, and qualifications so that I can proceed with honor. And then you date it, you sign it, you put your address down there, and then your telephone number and your name as it is to appear on the ballot. You could actually write in at that time Humpty Dumpty and all the King's Men or whatever you want. You could put your name too if you hope to win. And then a filing time, and it's witnessed. And so that's the beginning step. That's the first step in moving towards becoming an elected officer, I guess you could say, an elected oficial. And from that point forward, it's going to depend on the quality and the integrity of my campaign as to whether or not I will actually be able to succeed. But let's go back to this email that I received yesterday and see what is said in it. Again, the causes we fight for did not begin in 2008. We really should say in 2007. I started the Ron Paul 2008 meetup group in, I think it was March, April, May, right about this time of 2007. And it did not end then. This Tuesday, that would be yesterday, is our last chance to elect people all over the state, mostly without a fight. We can win bloodless victories just by signing our names. So you can see where I started in 2007, encouraging and stating on the face of that meetup site that this would be a, was intended to be a springboard for local political or local precinct driven political party activation. That's how I stated it. A springboard for precinct driven political party activation. And here we are from sources I have no idea yet. I left a message on his phone number to have him call me. But here we are now, these many months later. And we have people all across America who are absolutely hep and wise to this idea, not only from Freedom Works, Dick Armey, the Stephen Forbes, and the Tea Party movements, but all the way into the Republican and Democratic parties, all the way down to the very bottom. Everybody is remembering grassroots activation. And still, in many places, they don't talk too much about precincts because it's a guarded position. I'm going to tell you why. But here we go. Let's continue. March the 30th, that would be yesterday, is the last day to file for the Republican County Committee all over the state. By law, every rural township and every ward in a city or a town can have one committee man and one committee woman for each township and each ward in every city and town. Most of these seats are vacant, and most of the others are easily winnable. And I'm going to tell you that, and then you'll see why in a moment, this is not going to be winnable unless I put a lot of effort into it at this particular time. You must only have been a registered voter in your ward or township since late August of 2009. There's no fee to file. Just sign a form at the election department of the county clerk's office, and that's all there was to it. As a matter of fact, I asked them the tricky question for a copy of my precinct map, the map of the precinct, Exeter precinct, that I would be the committee man for, and they had to fumble and fumble around. Even though I paid for the Xerox copies, when I got home, I noticed that they hadn't even given me what I'd asked for. But again, that's just the ineptitude of government. Continuing here, what must one do in office? And then the answer to that is as little or as much as you want. And that's the truth. I mean, that's a phrase that I used a long time ago. But you can do either nothing, which is exactly the problem that we have today, or you can actually be a representative for your township, precinct, or ward. In my opinion, and having studied this system, the local voting precinct is the fundamental building block upon which our entire constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government in America now rests. Unless there are dedicated people at the local voting precinct level, willing and able to hold regular meetings and to get around and talk with the various people, all of the people, as often as you can, at least once or twice a year, all of the people in your voting precinct or your township or your ward, however it's styled where you are, unless we have that, we have no communication with the people. We've talked about that in the past. How would the people ever have any sense that they were actually represented inside of this system without this very important place? It could very well be understood as one of the most important offices in the land. Let's continue. And then, so then again, it says it's a two-year term. And you're elected, as little as much as you want. It's a two-year term. You're elected in the August primary. And if no one else files, you will be elected automatically. And there are many cases where that's exactly the case. There are voting precincts all across America. We have some 177,000 of them. And there are voting precincts all across America in the 3,066 states in which no one has filed, and there is no one serving, if you will, as the county committee man and county committee woman for your political party, a political party, either political party, in that precinct. They're wide open. All right? And why is this important? Well, the county committees are the backbone, the author here is writing, of the political parties. I think that's much more than just the backbone of the political parties. I think that the county committees are absolutely, like I said, the fundamental building block. Among other things, they select people for the state, congressional, and legislative district committees. And you may remember, and then he continues, how we got shafted in 2008 at the convention in Branson, and that made national news. And at some of the district conventions, our enemies, they say, our enemies, I wouldn't have used that word, but this author has, our enemies controlled these levers of power. They also plan the caucuses where there were also too many problems and too much chicanery. These committees also select Republican candidates for the general election when someone had filed but then withdraws. I once got nominated, this author writes, to run for state senate this way. The committees control the party's funds. They have access to office holders and can do many other things. And we'll pick it up right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Looking for news and real information?
You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back to this email that I received yesterday in the afternoon. I'm so glad I did get it so that I was alerted and confirmed in my desire to go downtown and sign up, if you will, declare my candidacy for the county committeeman for the Republican Party here in Exeter, Missouri. But having done that, now we're looking at this email. What else? What are some of the other things that these county committees, after all, a county committee man is one that sits on that committee, the county committee man, these committees also select Republican candidates for the general election when someone had filed but then withdraws. I might also say that they have a distinct ability to influence who can and who will and who may actually run when on these various positions. And you'll understand more of that as we continue along. But when someone had filed blah, 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 when someone had filed but withdraw, I once got nominated to run for a state senate this way, he said. For example, let's see what else he's got in here. Oh, all right. The committees control the party's funds. See, as I've said many times in the past, there's three just about guaranteed ways to get elected to office. Number one, you have to be invited. I wasn't. And number two, you need to be endorsed. And I wasn't. I probably won't be. And three, you'll need to be funded, run, and won by the parties. Well, I'm going to have to do this one myself because we're at the very fundamental basic building block. It is possible. I don't have to cover vast areas. I'm working within a limited geographic area very close to my home. And the population is reasonably slight, and it may very well be that I'll be able to talk to every face in the precinct between now and election day. So we'll see how all that rolls out. But continuing, if you're not invited and you're not endorsed and you're not financed and you're not run and won by the state committee system, then you're going to have a real uphill slog. And that's, of course, where Ron Paul found himself, castigated and demeaned and belittled at every turn. Continuing, for example, when an elective county office becomes vacant, the governor by law appoints a replacement who takes office until the next election. You've heard about all of that. You know, people like Wellstone's aircraft goes down mysteriously. Well, although not required by law, it's a standard practice for the governor to appoint whoever is chosen by the committee of his party in that county to fill that seat. And those who have enough people on the committee can get their choice appointed here in Boone County. This is Boone County, Missouri. I've seen appointments to the presiding commissioner, prosecutor, and public administrator made this way. And that presiding commissioner, we'll talk about that in a moment. Some of the complexity of this little campaign that I've embarked upon. How do I know who's my committee member now? Well, the info for those in Missouri is at mogop.org, mogop.org. It's probably the same URL in your area, but it might not be. But if you haven't visited for both the Republican and the Democratic Party their official websites, I'd recommend that you do. We're going to visit with the MoGop in a moment. And then it asks, how do I know who's running this year? And then they say, ask the election office. Probably no one. If somebody has filed, he or she is probably beatable here in Columbia. That would be Columbia, Missouri. In 2008, we elected Amy Bremmer and threw a McCain supporter out on her ear. We elected Amy 2-1, and she carried every precinct. I don't know if I've never done anything like this before. This is another one of those complaints. You know, these are all the stumbling blocks between where you are today and where we need to be in the near future. And then the author writes, don't worry, this is entry level. Everybody has to start somewhere, and you don't have to go any further unless you want to. Here's another question. I've never even considered this. I'm not sure I'd want to. And then he says, no problem, just file tomorrow before 5 o'clock p.m., and there will be time to withdraw afterwards if you decide not to, but we must get as many people as possible filed now. What is he talking about? Well, you're going to have to, you know, as they say, get a little skin in the game. If you don't file, there's no possible way you can change your mind later and get on the ballot. You can always change your mind later and withdraw. You might review your finances and see that you're not going to be able to come up with enough money to run an effective campaign or whatever, and withdraw. But if you haven't declared your candidacy, of course, you're fresh out of luck. You'll have to wait 2 years. Can we afford to wait 2 years and 4 years and 2 years and 4 years? I don't think so. Continuing, he says, if you live in Boone County, just don't file for the committee man in the first ward or the committee woman in the sixth, because we already have Amy Bremmer and Bill Samuels, who both led our largely successful Boone County 2008 campaign in office there. Well, again, I wouldn't have written it that way. If someone wanted to run against Amy Bremmer or Bill Samuels, that's certainly well within the purview of an individual if they felt they were better qualified. But at least we have ostensibly allies in these two individuals. Here's some more. I have some questions about all this. I don't quite understand. And he says, again, not a problem. Just go ahead and file, and then call me. I've been on this committee for 7 years altogether. I can answer your questions, and if your race is contested, I can advise you about how to run and win. I showed Amy how, and I can show you. Well, continuing, I certainly want to get in touch with this fellow. I left a message yesterday, and we'll find out just exactly what he does know about running and winning at these levels. Let's go over here to the Missouri Republican Party's website, mogop.org, and maximize that and click on this. It says, Missouri Republican Party. Now, the first thing I notice when I open this website is that they have a blue background instead of a red. You know, the Republicans are supposed to be the radical red Republicans. They used to be blue back in the time of Ronald Reagan, but that got swapped around. Now the Democrats are the blues and the Republicans are the reds. Well, they should be red. Anybody that ever studied the origins of the party of Lincoln would know that, about as red as you can get. I am still disappointed whenever you look at this logo of the pachyderm wearing some kind of a drape over his back. He's got five pointed stars with the fifth point pointing directly down. It's exactly the goat of Mendes, anybody that's into the esoteric, and that really shouldn't be allowed to continue, but that's the way they've styled themselves. But what's important here is we go over and we click on that homepage, we click on committees. And then what we find is that there are a variety of Republican committee members and committee resources and tools. Now, before we go any further, we've been studying bylaws a little bit this week, yesterday. And we've talked about legal fictions and corporations, and we're still going to do that. We're doing that as part of our discovery of what's going on here. But I have in front of me a filing that was filed on the March 23rd in 2004, just 6 years ago, filed with Matt Blunt, Secretary of State, the son of Roy Blunt, our current congressman, heading for Senate. And Matt Blunt went on from Secretary of State and became the governor of the state of Missouri. But what I have in front of me here is a registration of a fictitious name. And then this information is for the use of the public and gives no protection to the name being registered. There is no provision in this chapter to keep another person or business entity from adopting and using the same name. And you can find that at Chapter 417 RSMO. But the undersigned is doing business, underline that, doing business under the following name and at the following address. And the business name to be registered is the Missouri Republican Party. Their business address is in Jefferson City. The party's having an interest in the business and the percentage they own. If a business entity is owner, indicate business name and percentage owned, blah, 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 blah. The parties. The name of the owners, individual or business entity, is the Republican State Committee of Missouri. And they give the address again. And then they affirm that. And so what we have here is a fictitious name. And then there's a side letter that goes along with this on April the 20th, written from Barb Perkins, the Office of the Secretary of State. And this is written to them. And it says, Dear Ms. Perkins, the Missouri Republican State Committee is a 527 political party committee and as such is exempt from registering with the Secretary of State's office. Please file the attached fictitious name registrations. If you have any further questions, contact the Missouri Republican State Committee. And this by Emily Clytherms, a CPA comptroller for the Missouri Republican State Committee. So, what's all that about? Well, again, it's these legal fictions. We'll cover that right after these words from our sponsors.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic Spark Plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic Spark Plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com. This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at ChristosTrading.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we can perhaps wrap our minds around this registration of the fictitious name here, where the Republican State Committee of Missouri is registering as a fictitious name the Missouri Republican Party, MoGOP, I guess, the MoGOP. This is by ex fiction juris, which is by a fiction of law. They create this, and a fictitious name, and this is out of Black's Law Dictionary, by the way, is an assumed name or an alias. And so already, you know, it makes you your hair want to stand straight up to think about it in that standpoint. They're hiding, they're masquerading, they're using fictitious names, and they have aliases, you know, like Jesse James and the boys, that kind of an idea. But they do register their fictitious name, and that's important. We've been talking about bylaws, and so if it's the Missouri, if it's the Republican State Committee of Missouri, then we should be able to find bylaws for them. And there are bylaws for them, but before I go to the bylaws, let's jump over here and take a look at committees. So we've got Republican committee members, and if you want lists of the committee members and find out who's already on the committees, you can go up to the website here in Missouri, probably the same for you, look under committees. But let's just do that, and we'll drop down to the county committees and click on that link, and it opens up, and we'll come down here and we'll pick Berry County. The whole state is up here, and now I've got the Berry County here. And so, the county committee information for Berry County, Missouri, and this is going to be similar where you are, folks. We're just going through a process so that you get familiar with this. But the chairman of the county committee is David Cole. David Cole, right here on Cassville, he's a lawyer, is also the state committee chairman for Missouri. And then we drop down, and it has a vice chair, a secretary, a treasurer, and then it lists committee men and committee women. You know, it's the old the idea of going two by two onto Noah's Ark. And we'll find throughout, not every one of these, but we'll find that quite often it's husband and wife teams. We have a Robert Deffenbaugh, we have a Lisa Deffenbaugh, and we have a Cherry Warren and an Ann Warren. Well, here we are, my challenge. Because Cherry Warren and his wife Ann Warren are the committee man and committee woman for this precinct of Exeter. That wouldn't be significant to you, so I'll have to expound on that a little bit. Cherry Warren is also the presiding commissioner for our county. As a result, the likelihood is exceedingly high that this will be a protected position here. County committee man, county committee woman. Would he be able to continue as the county commissioner if he were not a member of the county committee? If he is unseated as a county committee man, he would lose his seat on the county committee and risk be an elected office. Well, that could be drastic enough for old Cherry, but it gets a little bit more interesting than that. Because if we go back here and pick the legislative district committees, and we drop down here and, oops, I should have done these browsed out in advance, but certainly you can find your legislative district committees quite readily, and I'm just looking now quickly for mine, and we'll look at the map and find that this is number 68, and scroll down to 68 and click on that link. And this is all the more time it takes you to do this research, folks. I'm doing it live on air, and here we go. All right, and here, the legislative district committee. Now, these are your state representatives. And who do we find as the chairman of the Legislative District Committee? None other than Cherry Warren. So that's going to be rather difficult. He's the chairman of the 68th Legislative District Committee. He's also the presiding committee of the county, presiding commissioner of the county. And he is also, go back one more. All right, and so then, and he's also the presiding commissioner of the county. Now let's go to the Senate district. These would be your senators, and for your state senators. And so let's go to the senators chart here. Look at the map. It's real simple, just going back and forth. And that would be the 29th state senatorial district. Let's drop down here and click on that and submit that. And oh my goodness, on the 29th Senate District Committee, Cherry Warren is the, and this is a man, by the way, funny name, isn't it? He is the vice chair of the Senate District Committee. So now let's go back here. So that's, you know, I'm seeing they're going to want to probably protect this fellow. And let's see what we've got. Congressional District Committees. Now, the Congressional District Committees, this would be the aides, let's see here. Jump over here and get to our map again. This is the 7th. I should have known that off the top of my head. All right, the 7th Congressional District. Now, they're talking about Congress. And here, at this level, Cherry Warren is no longer on the plate. All right? And let's go back one more and one more and pick up the Judicial District Committees and look at the judicial map if we have it handy. Oh, and I don't in this book. Well, so you get the idea, I hope, that these county committee men and county committee women from your local voting precinct where you could, you know, within a bow shot perhaps of your home, perhaps even within range of a low-power FM unit, you could reach your entire local voting precinct. And the county committee men and the county committee women, so often husbands and wives, are then members, are elected there, and then are members representing their party inside of the established two-party political system, and really that's what it is. They represent their party on the, for your precinct, on this, the county committee, and then, as you can see, the county committee is part of the state committee, and the key players then are involved in the legislative district, the states and senators, the congressional districts, the U.S. senators, and all of that. They're very, very important positions. And so in some cases, as our emailer previously stated, there may be little or no contest, nolo contesto. In other places where you get key individuals, longtime party members, the boss hog, if you will, there may be a little bit more of a challenge. So having known all of that, I was reluctant to even go into town and file, but we'll see how it goes, and I'll report back to you. Now let's go into the bylaws. Again, we have a registration of a fictitious name. We have the owners of that the fictitious name is the Missouri Republican Party. Who owns it? Well, it's the Republican State Committee of Missouri. And as we've said on before on the same document, we find that it is a specific, the Missouri Republican State Committee is a 527 political party committee and is as such is exempt from registering with the Secretary of State's office. I'll have to go back and verify all of that, check it out, but that's probably true. But so they've developed then bylaws. And we found this when we were reading right out of Robert's Rules of Order in regards to bylaws, where it says the Constitution and or the bylaws of a society, as explained in two, contain its basic rules that relate to itself as an organization, except for what must be included in the corporate charter of an incorporated society. Under the preferred practice for ordinary societies today, the Constitution and the bylaws, once usually separate, are now combined in a single instrument. And so we're looking at this single instrument. We began a brief study of bylaws and their construction yesterday, and we find that here it operates or it flows precisely the same way as you would find it in your copy of Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised, which is why I bring it to your attention. Bylaws of the Missouri Republican State Committee, adopted by the Missouri Republican State Committee on February the 10th of 2007. And so we can see that with bylaw revisions and changes and whatnot, certainly the Missouri Republican Party has been operating here in the state of Missouri far longer than since 2007. So this must be a revision of their bylaws. Here's the first article. The name, we spoke about that yesterday. The name of this organization shall be the Missouri Republican State Committee, period. End of the article. Article 2. The organization and the objectives. And yesterday we talked about mission statements and so on. But here's the organization and the objectives. Section 1, organization. The Missouri Republican State Committee, the MRSC, as established by RSMO 115.621 and 115.623, well, we'll have to pick up that election law citation after these words and begin hour number two. Stay with us.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc. Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, March the 31st, the last day of March. January, February, March, the last day of the first quarter of 2010. Two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour of today's two-hour broadcast, we launched into a study of just what it is to actually declare your candidacy for committee man or committee woman in your local voting precinct. And then we moved from that into a beginning of just who is the political party, just what is it, and what can we learn about it. And, you know, as I like to say, if we're going to be the replacement set that we're looking for, a solution set, if we want to go into mathematics, then obviously we're going to have to not only be qualified to do that, but we're going to need to know what we're doing. And on this broadcast, I'm all about political realism. I leave political fantasy land for others. And we just stick with the facts, ma'am, just the facts, as Joe Friday used to say. And so here, now we're started into the bylaws of the Missouri Republican State Committee, and we found that the Missouri Republican State Committee was the owner of the fictitious name, registration of a fictitious name, the owner of the Missouri Republican Party. Heads up, children. All right, so they then, according to Robert's Rules of Order and common law, standard procedures, they created a set of bylaws, and this bylaw set that I'm looking at and referring to here was adopted by them on February the 10th of 2007. The first name, or the first article again, Article 1, the name of this organization shall be the Missouri Republican State Committee, and Article 2, which organization and objectives, this could be considered like the mission statement. This is the war that's being waged here, these missionaries, the mission fields, the crusaders, the mission, your mission, if you mission impossible, your mission, if you choose to accept it, your mission statements, your organization and objectives, Section 1 organization, the Missouri Republican State Committee, the MRSC, as established by RSMO 115.621 and 115.623. Well, what are they? Well, for any of you out there that are political adepts, you've already acquired a copy of your election laws in your state. And here I'm referring to the Missouri election laws. It's published by Rebecca McDowell Cook, the Secretary of State, years ago when I first got my copy of the complete bound edition of the election laws for the state of Missouri, wherein we find, and I have those here easily regained, we find 115.621. Right in its list. You can also go up and browse these you type into your browser election laws for your state and find this information for yourself that way. But here, on 115.621, it says congressional, legislative, senatorial, and judicial district committees to meet and organize when election of party state committees, county courthouses available for meetings in certain counties, and then it goes in and proceeds to discuss this section. So when we say that the established two-party political system in this country has been created by the parties, for the parties, and truly to the exclusion of all other comers, we find that they're not only codified, but they've made statutory provisions to protect their continuance. This is the continuity of government 101. All right? And so we've got serious problems, children, because we're actually dealing with statutes when it comes to understanding political parties. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And for the benefit of all of our affiliates and micros out there that may have been away at the top of the hour for their news and weather break, this is Become Vocal Local. Today is Wednesday, March the 31st, 2010. This is a live broadcast. I apologize that I'm not using my studio setup. I'm resorting to a laptop and a headset today while my main computer in the studio is getting repaired. Had some little problems that I wasn't able to solve myself anyway. Hopefully we'll be back up online and have all the audio quality just red hot for you later this week. But in the first hour of the broadcast, we went into and talked about my declaration for candidacy for election to the position of committee man for the Exeter precinct on the Republican Party. And then we started in and looked at the Republican Party a little bit, found out that they were basically a fictitious name of the Missouri Republican State Committee, and we're going to find out a little bit more about that. We're now referring to their bylaws as a continuation of our studies yesterday and previously on corporations and bylaws. Very important to understand this stuff, folks. We're not playing minor leagues here. Well, this is where the A game is going to be necessary all the way through. This is the real McCoy. So this is not a feel-good process. This is actually the political process. And so I'm trying to open it up to you so that you're no longer deceived by some of the things that you see on the media, which is basically all about federal government and nothing about your local government. You have to resort to a small-town newspaper to pick up anything on that. But let's continue. And again, we found that we're in the very first section under organization in their bylaws, right into the election laws. And the election laws are virtually verbatim in places to the Missouri Republican State Committee's bylaws. They work hand in hand, hand in glove. Did the cart come before the horse or the horse before the cart? That's the question to ask there. But let's continue. This says the state committee, this is out of the election laws, the state committee to meet and organize when the members of the state committee elected as provided in 115.621 shall meet at a time and a place to be designated by the current state committee chairman. The meeting shall occur no later than 2 weeks following the election of members to the state committee. At the meeting, the committee shall organize, notice using the word shall organize by electing a chairman and a vice chairman, one of whom shall be a woman. Affirmative action there, universal suffrage. One of whom shall be a woman, even if you haven't a qualified woman, one will have to be found just to fulfill the gender roles there. And a secretary and a treasurer, one of whom shall be a woman, whether you have a qualified secretary or a treasurer who's also a woman or not, you'll have to find one just to keep your gender balanced, and who may or may not be members of the committee. So there's no restriction there. These could be people from the moon. They could be people from Israel or elsewhere. In the event of a vacancy shall occur in the office of the chairman, a vacancy shall also be declared in the office of the vice chairman, and a new election shall be held for filling vacancies of both chairman and vice chairman, one of whom shall be a woman. Whether you have a qualified vice chairman or chairman who's also a woman or not. So you can see how the election laws actually have controlling influence on not only how and when and who and why these parties exist, but that these are mirrored in the bylaws then of the parties, and whether you wanted to have Mr. Will's geriatric male's political party, and you wanted to have it in Missouri, I'd still have to find women to salt in all of these positions to comply with state law, whether you like it or not. Let's continue. It says Section 2, Objectives. The objectives of the MRSC shall be to support the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America and the Constitution and laws of the State of Missouri to the end that government shall be truly and in fact, quote, a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, close quote. That's their primary objective. Of course, the Constitution and laws of the United States of America and the Constitution and laws of the State of Missouri are pointing at those legal fictions. The de jure is Missouri. The de facto is State of Missouri. A little bit of a problem there, Dorothy. Continuing, the second objective, B, to foster loyalty to the Republican Party and to promote its principles and candidates in all elections to promote its principles and candidates in all elections, fostering loyalty to the party. Now, God forbid, loyalty to the party and its principles and its candidates should ever be in contempt of the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America and the Constitution and laws of the state of Missouri. Here's C, their third objective, to facilitate cooperation among the national, state, and local Republican committee by including but not limited to maintaining close communication with members of the county committees, legislative committees, senatorial committees, judicial committees, and congressional committees, and assisting the state chairman, executive director, finance director, and the Missouri Republican Party staff members in their efforts to raise funds, recruit candidates, and communicate with local Republican leadership, and to develop and implement programs for building and strengthening the Republican Party in the state of Missouri. What a mouthful. But you can see that it's an overall scheme here. It's a big idea. And the primary focus is to raise funds. That's why you always get those letters every week or every month or an email every day, like I do, saying that we're up against the wall and we need another $50, $25, or $100 to keep Obamacare from passing. Well, you know that's not true. My goodness, more emails coming in now. Might be from the Republican Party. Anyway, you know that's not true. But raising funds, recruiting candidates, and communicating with the local Republican leadership to develop and implement programs for building and strengthening the Republican Party in the state of Missouri. How quickly we forget the Constitution of the United States of America and the Constitution and the laws of the state of Missouri. The real focus is on the party. And as I've said so many times before, it's this spirit of division that was sown in amongst us when we allowed ourselves, actually really by default, when Thomas Jefferson looked back at the newly formed administration and created his Democratic-Republican or Republican-Democratic Party. Of course, it was a long time before real parties came on the scene. They didn't start having conventions and whatnot until later. So, let's go to the next article. Article 1 is covered, the name. Article 2 was organization and objectives. Article 3 is membership. We'll talk about just who are the members right after these words. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds,
and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee. Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we have returned once again as the music fades away, and we're talking about the bylaws of the Missouri Republican State Committee. And please keep in mind that I'm not trying to bore you to tears with this idea about Missouri, that this is applied, this is applicable to every state in the Union. This is applicable to where you are. This is the basic warp and the woof of the political party system. And we can moan and groan about all of the impacts that all of the abuses that are poured upon us by our government, but we have to realize that they're sitting in the R seats and the D seats. And until such time as there's political will in Congress and in your state house and in your county courthouse, until such time as that there's political will to expand freedom and restrict, restrain, confine, or eliminate this tyrannical and despotic control, there's not going to be any change. And so if we're going to expect change in our lifetime and be able to hand that on to those to come after us, we're going to need to be those change agents, if you will, a term I loathe, despise, and detest. But who are the members of the Missouri Republican State Committee? Well, here right out of their bylaws, Article 3, membership, and it's not restricted to their bylaws by any means, but here it is, right out of their bylaws. The members of the Missouri Republican State Committee shall be those committee men and committee women duly elected pursuant to the revised statutes of Missouri 115.621.3 and 115.623. And so here again, back to the election laws as I received them from our Secretary of State's office. You could certainly find them on the internet. Either download a copy for yourself or ask for a bound booklet, as I did. They sent it right out to me. But here it is, under number 115.621.3, the members of each senatorial district committee shall meet at some place within the district, blah, 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 blah. And then it continues along. But it doesn't really address this membership issue. That's troubling. Let's go to the next one, 115.623. The state committee to meet and organize when the members of the state committee is elected as provided in section 115.620. Say, I'll meet, blah, blah, blah. And it doesn't really address that. But it says duly elected pursuant to the revised statute of Missouri. Who are these members? Well, they're county committee men and county committee women. We'll talk about their ex officio members in a moment. But here I have in front of me, I just received this one in the mail, from the Missouri Republican Party, a fictitious name, by the way, masking the real owner of that, which is the Missouri Republican State Committee. But it says here, Dear William If you're outraged by what Barack Obama, Harry Reid, and Nancy Pelosi are doing to America, then make your voice heard and your vote matter by renewing your annual membership in the Missouri Republican Party for the 2010 election year today. How can I be a member of the Missouri Republican Party? How can I renew my membership if I'm not a committee man or a committee woman duly elected pursuant to revised statutes of Missouri 115.621.3? How is that possible? I say that it's not. I think this is fraud. They're claiming that I'd be able to be a member of something that I cannot be a member of. And I think it bears our notice. Perhaps I'm mistaken. Maybe I'll find the answers to that. When I do, I'll get back to you on that as well. Here's the next section, and that is Section 2, Ex Officio Members. Boy, I'm juggling books. It's so hard to do what I do when I have to share the table with a laptop. But anyway, Section 2, Ex Officio Members. What's an Ex Officio Member? Let's go over here, and I should have it right here. And it should be right over here. I'm referring right back to Black's Law Dictionary. And here we are. There it is. I don't like to mark the dictionaries up much. Ex officio. By virtue, and this is Latin, by the way, ex officio. By virtue or because of an office. By virtue of the authority implied by office. The term is often misused as a synonym for non-voting. Some meetings mistakenly label their regularly invited guests as ex officio members, when in fact they are not members at all. Others mistakenly refer to the non-voting members as ex officio members, even though some non-voting members are present only in an individual capacity and not by virtue of office, or even though some voting members also serve ex officio. But an ex officio member is a voting member unless the applicable governing document provides otherwise. And so here, in Section 2, they list ex officio members. Ex officio members shall be the state chairman or the president of the Missouri College Republicans. Talk about indoctrination. Missouri Young Republicans, Missouri Federation of Republican Women, Missouri Federation of the Grand Order of Pachyderm Clubs, the National Black Republican Council of Missouri, and the Hispanic Republicans of Missouri. These are ex officio members. You notice it didn't say anything in there about the Irish Republicans of Missouri. It didn't say anything about the German or the Dutch, and we have plenty of Germans in Missouri. But we're not ex officio members because we're not black or Hispanic or female or young. And we're not the state chairman or the president of the Missouri College Republicans. Well, so they do have ex officio members. They don't define whether or not they have rights to vote or whether they're just included for effect, I guess you could say. Section 3, vacancy. Any vacancy in the Missouri Republican State Committee shall be filled by election at a meeting duly called by the Senatorial District Committee in which the vacancy occurs pursuant to the RSMO 115, so on and so forth. Always referring to the same sections. So they become fundamental in our understanding of these state committees. But understand as well that these state committees are made up of various people, but all of them will eventually come down to be county committee men and county committee women in each of the 2,500 or thereabouts voting precincts in the state of Missouri or in Missouri proper. Removal, and this is a troubling one. The Missouri Republican State Committee, in an exercise of its right to A, control its internal affairs, B, exercise its right of free association, and C, be the sole judge of the qualifications of its members, and while balancing the citizens' right to effective suffrage, may remove one of its members only upon compliance and completion of the following procedures. So just that if I were successful and were able to actually invest my time and my money and win this election, the state committee, in exercise of its right to the three mentioned items, may remove one of its members. And here are some of the rules. Any five duly elected and seated members of the Missouri Republican State Committee may move by notarized writing to remove a member. May move. Once again, Robert's Rules of Order. We'll be right back.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at ChristosTrading.com.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we find here that just because one might win an election inside of this system, there's no certainty that your election would be honored by the party. this is why it's so very important, as I say, to become wise as a serpent and as harmless as a dove. When you're in a distinct minority of opinion, you're going to need to row carefully, walk quietly, carry a big stick. But we see that the writing, this is a motion, if you will, the writing in a form of a complaint shall state the reasons for the removal and include appropriate attachments. The writing shall state that the complaint is based on the movement's due investigation of the matter and either their personal knowledge of the material or their reasonably formed belief in the facts relevant to the complaint. The members seeking removal shall submit their complaint to the state chairman, and the state chairman shall, within 5 business days, deliver copies of the complaint and attachments to the members of the executive committee. And then it goes on and it proceeds for over a page on other methods and procedures for the removal of a member of the committees. Next, it moves along to Article 4, the Executive Committee. It talks about that. The Executive Committee shall consist of the Chairman, Vice Chairman, Secretary, Treasurer, State Finance Chairman, and 1 member of the Missouri Republican State Committee from each congressional district, as appointed by the State Chairman and approved by the MRSC and such others, blah, blah, blah. And then it goes on, and the doc talks about the duties of the Executive Committee. And then quorums and proxies. And just as in corporations, generally is no quorum is quorum is required, and proxies are not allowed in any meeting of these committees. So they've got to be present to vote. That's what a proxy is all about. You can't give all of your votes to one person and just have them rule it as a dictatorship. Article 5, the officers and their duties. So it wouldn't make any difference whether you were forming a corporation, maybe you were making Sampson and Sons Bakery, and you're going to set up a bakery, and you're going to go through this process, and you want to incorporate to limit your liability and other things. These are the very same process. This is the very same process that you use to create a set of bylaws, and the bylaws become the Constitution, and they have to run by these bylaws. So we can only scratch our heads and ask, why is it that the federal government and the state government, why is it that they oftentimes don't use the bylaws? Why don't they use the Constitution? It's supposed to be the rule book, isn't it? Unless something has happened on the way to the farm that we're not aware of. But in the officers and duties, it goes through and it spells out the duties of each of these, the duties of the chairman, the vice chairman, secretary, treasurer, and so on. And here in the Missouri, just to verify what we've found in the election laws and to confirm what we have learned already this morning, that the chairman of the state committee here, the Missouri Republican Party, the chairman is David Cole, and then the vice chairman is Susie Eckelkamp. Eckelkamp. Interesting name. But it's boy-girl. And that the secretary is a woman named Pat Thomas, and the treasurer is a man named Richard Pearson. So I guess they were able to find boys and girls to fit the Noah's Ark model here. Then Lance Bishore is the national committee man, and Ann Dickinson is a national committee woman, boy, girl, boy, girl. Lloyd Smith, the executive director. So there's your man. Emily Kleithermes, or something like that, very interesting last name. She's still a comptroller. We found her on the signature of the fictitious name thing. Jonathan Prouty is a communications director. Jason Black is the director of information technology. I have a business card here from Jacob Black. I wonder if there's any relation. He was the staff assistant for Senator Chris Bond. It was Jacob Black that sent me my copy of the Patriot Act years ago, right when it was hot off the press. One of the first in the Frankenfield. Sheldon Slade, Deputy Director of Information Technology, and Elisa Broomer, the Executive Assistant. Well, that's that. They have officers. And you go through and you spell out what the duties of each of the officers are. They have Section 6 here, the officers' records. All officers and all subcommittee chairmen shall deliver all records, files, and properties of the MRSC to their successors. So there's no chain or break in the chain of record keeping. And then it talks about filling the vacancy of the office of the chairman. And we see, again, a reference right back to the state statutes. So these parties are made statutory. How these operate, this is part of the election laws. They have to comply with the election laws. And who do you think wrote these laws and passed them into law other than the Republican Party and the Democratic Party in Missouri, obviously. So they write the law that then rules themselves. Isn't that handy and convenient? Here's another. Article 6, the National Committee and the National Committee Women, of course, we've seen that before, where we have Lance Bishore here in Missouri and Ann Dickinson and the National Committee Man and the National Committee Women, right out of the bylaws. Article 7, their executive director, and this year, the executive director is Lloyd Smith. Spells out his duties. It talks about the removal of elected officials inside, the removal of their own officers, how you go about doing that. The idea of putting together a set of bylaws is very much the same as our founders had to go through, and much of our Robert's Rules of Order is based upon Thomas Jefferson's original Rules of Order for the Congress, which was brought over from England and their understanding and brought forward from that. But it all has to deal with the form of government, what your objective, what your mission statement is. And then it goes in and it talks about meetings. And we talked about the share of this right out of the Robert's Rules of Order yesterday. But they talk about regular meetings, special meetings, teleconferencing meetings, subcommittees, executive committees, notice of the meetings, how notice is to happen. Notice is very important. Notice to the shareholders, if you will. Notice to those that hold the preferred stock and those that hold bonds, etc. Notice of the meetings has to be put out. They discuss the quorum, what is required as for a quorum. There is a proxy form here for MRSC membership. It could be filled out. And then they talk in Article 10 of their bylaws about the agenda or the outline. And once again, this is right straight out of Robert's Rules of Order. We talked about it yesterday, only here. This is how their meetings shall go. First, they have a roll call. Then they have the report from the secretary. That would be the minutes, no doubt. Then we have a report from the treasurer. That's your financial statement. Then we have readings of letters, communications, and bills. Then they have the reports from all of the special committees and the subcommittees. Then they do unfinished business and general orders. Then they move on to new business. Then they give the announcements. And then they adjourn. And so if you can understand that this is a process that you're going to find, whether you're at school board meetings, whether you're at a water board meeting, whether it's your county commissioners, wherever you are, not only are all the people in the political parties red hot in understanding all of this, they follow it all the time. So certainly, it would be to our advantage to understand the process, which is why I point people to Robert's Rules of Order. And then Article 11, committee voting. It goes through the whole process of doing the voting. And then it comes down, Article 12, committees and subcommittees. Committees and subcommittees, the chairman may at any time create such committee and subcommittee as may be needed to perform such duties as set forth and approved by the Missouri Republican State Committee. And then records. Each committee or subcommittee shall keep records of its meetings and actions and shall report at each state committee meeting. Finally, here's Article 13. Listen carefully. Section 1, authority. Parliamentary authority. Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised or the latest edition thereof, shall govern the Missouri Republican State Committee in all instances where they are applicable and in which they are not inconsistent with these bylaws, Missouri laws, or the Constitution. It can't be any more plain than that. If you needed to have no other reason to get out and get a copy of Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised, and read it, let that be your warning, because you're going to find that clause in everybody's bylaws. It doesn't matter whether it's a planning commission meeting, whether it's a hospital district or an ambulance district or not. And then it closes in Article 14, amendments. The bylaws of the Missouri Republican State Committee may contain any provisions which are not in conflict with the laws of the state of Missouri. Amendments to the bylaws may be made at any regular meeting of the MRSC by a two-third vote of the total membership of the MRSC. However, within 60-day period after the required MRSC organizational meeting, following each primary election, the bylaws may be amended by a majority vote of the total membership of the committee. Any proposed amendment shall be sent in writing to the Secretary for preparation and mailing with the call to the meeting at least 30 days prior to the date of said meeting. And so we can understand from this and from history that the idea of a living constitution, the idea of a constitution that can be amended, is very old. We'll be right back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we have returned, sliding into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, looking at this idea of actually being a replacement set, looking at this idea of actually becoming involved, energizing within the established political party system to affect meaningful and lasting positive change as opposed to change. Restoring a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, which is the form of government that we have. It's a birthright, one we should be proud of, and something we should definitely ensure that continues. And there's lots more that we can discuss and will discuss tomorrow in this dead. But again, right out of the election laws, the election authorities and the conduct of election, Chapter 115 in Missouri revised statutes. The county committee eligibility requirements and the selection of. This is 115.607. No person shall be elected or shall serve as a member of a county committee who is not for 1 year next before the person's election, both a registered voter of and a resident of the county and the committee district from which the person is elected, if such district shall have been so long established, and if not, then of the district or the districts from which the same shall have been taken. So you have to make a commitment here somewhere along the line. You need to be a registered voter. I know, as I've had to tell other people many times, you know, getting energizing within this corrupt, established two-party political system, even if you have to weld your nostrils closed and go into the room walking backwards, throwing salt over your shoulder and waving a willow wand to keep the demons off you, this is the process. The other avenue, of course, is the bullhorn in the sidewalk. Of course, you'll have very little effect and impact there. But it is the other way to do it. You can either be in the room or you can be out of the room. You can either have a seat at the table and a voice and a vote, or you can be an also-ran. And that's basically where we've been led astray for the last 8, 9, 10 years, following after also-rans and their bullhorns. Continuing, this idea that you have to be both a registered voter and a resident of the county. If you don't have a dog in the hunt, shut up. Is what they're basically telling you here. You can't just sweep into town like Jesse James and the boys and, you know, be the James gang and take it over. You're going to have to be around a while. And it's important to be around a while. Maybe you'll get an idea of the lay of the land, the way people feel, the kind of things that are actually happening, the plight in people's lives. Maybe you've attended a few school board meetings, a couple of city council meetings, talked to some of the business owners, talked with the postmistress and found out that there's a dearth in mail. They're concerned about mail deliveries being cut on Saturdays and all of that, you know. County committee members, when elected in St. Louis County and elsewhere, St. Louis and counties, we'll pass on that. That's special. County committee members, filing fees, except as provided in subsection 4, any registered voter of the county may have such voter's name printed on the primary ballot of such voter's party as a candidate for county committee man or county committee woman by filing a declaration of candidacy in the office of the county election authority and by paying any filing fee required by subsection 2 of this section. Now, in the rural areas, there's no fee. Glad to have you. Nice to meet you, the county clerk said, looking at me. That's a vote of confidence, Gary Youngblood. Well, I did have my hair pulled back and a cap on my head. My beard was down across my chest, but that's the way it actually is. Continuing. It then goes on and it talks about various different ways, different fees and how they're set up based upon population. So again, if you're living in a rural area, the cost for getting involved is zero. Initially, committee men and committee women, house elected, tie vote, effect of it. If no person is elected, a vacancy is created, single candidates and effects, all this. Again, right out of the revised statutes. Think we're making it up? Not even. This is the real deal. Political realism. Except as provided in subsection 4 of this section, the qualified men and women receiving the highest number of votes from each committee district for committee man and committee woman of a party shall be members of the county committee of the party. Can't be any more plain than that. Two or more qualified persons receive an equal number of votes for a county committee man or county committee woman of a party and a higher number of votes than any other qualified person from the party. A vacancy shall exist. You got a tie, you got a vacancy there. It's going to have to be filled by the majority of the committee in the manner provided in 115.617, so you don't want to go for a tie vote there. If no qualified person is elected, county committee man or county committee woman from a committee district for a party, a vacancy shall exist. You see, all you have to do is throw your hat in the ring to fill that vacancy in many places. Not going to be the case for me. It's going to be a little bit more challenging. The provisions of this subsection apply only in any county where no filing fee is required for filing a declaration of candidacy for committee man or committee woman in a committee district. If only one qualified candidate has filed a declaration of candidacy for committee man or committee woman in a committee district for a party prior to the deadline established by law, no election shall be held. That's right. There's only one person. There's no challengers. They don't even bother to put it on the ballot. And that's the way you've never, you know, they've kept this secret from you for a long time. Why? Because very rarely are these positions ever contested. If there's a vacancy, you know, they'll usually fill it from their own ranks. And the public go none the wiser. No idea. No clue. If no qualified candidates file for committee man or committee woman in a committee district for a party, no election shall be held and a vacancy shall exist on the county committee, which shall be filled by a majority of the committee in the manner provided in section 115.617, and that's the way they'd like to keep it. Keep it off the ballot. Don't let you even know that this position exists, it being one of the most important, if not the most important, party position in all of the system. County committees to meet and organize, again, right out of the revised statutes of Missouri. In years when a primary election is held subsequent or pursuant to subsection 2 of 115, each county committee shall meet at the county seat on the third Tuesday of August. And so what happens here now is that this election is going to be held on August the 3rd, and 2 weeks later, on the third Tuesday in August, there will be a meeting of the county committee. And everybody comes together. And when they get together, in each city not situated in a county, the city committee shall meet on the same day to such a place within the city as the chair of the current city committee may designate. In all counties of the first, second, and third classification, the county courthouse shall be made available for such meetings, and any other county political party meeting at no charge to the party committees. At the meeting, each committee shall organize by electing one of its members as a chair, one of its members as a vice chair, a man and a woman, and a secretary and a treasurer, a man and a woman, who may or may not be members of the committee. Now, the chairman doesn't have to be a member of the committee, apparently. Neither does the secretary or the treasurer. The county chair and vice chair, so elected, shall be, by virtue thereof, become members of the party congressional, senatorial, and judicial committees of the district of which their county is a part, the county chairman, which explains why we see the name of Cherry Warren on all of these other meetings, the legislative, congressional, senatorial, judicial, so on and so forth. County chair, of course, in this case is Mr. Cole, not Mr. Warren. But so that gives you a little bit of an idea of what's involved, partly. What is the law behind it? The idea of fictitious names and all of that as well. And back in 2003, I put out a newsletter. I used to do newsletters. And I said in this, now is the time to build the party. And this was back in June of 2003. No more sure program will return control to the people than building a precinct group right in their own neighborhood. June 2003. Been on this now for 7 years. Trying to get people to realize how simple the process actually is and how much power we retained in a republic where all the power resides with we the people. Just continuing here, it says, the above quotation from John Dryden fittingly establishes both the size and the importance of the precinct-level group. As the smallest unit of our political organization, the precinct is the foundation and its precinct captain the cornerstone. To succeed in building a solid, long-lasting, responsive, and effective party, our primary thrust must be aimed at restoring self-government. June 2003. Trying to encourage people here in Southwest Missouri to get involved in the precinct groups. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. Thank you for listening, and until tomorrow, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis.
Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit seapanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, seapanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.